Hello again. We'd like to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Paul Allison. Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Grab your Bibles and turn with me over to the book of Jude. And we're going to start with verse 1. And the title of this week's message is, I Still Believe. Jude, and starting with verse 1, it says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this book of Jude, just one chapter here, and this chapter is very similar to the second chapter of 2 Peter. And I believe the Holy Spirit was inspiring both these brethren to bring forth the same warnings and the same message, because that they was wicked deceivers coming in, false teachers, and leading believers astray. I mean, it's, people, as it put in the words, it was worded like this over in the second chapter of 2 Peter. It said, those who were clean escaped for them from them who live in error. And you know, so the only way you can get clean escape from the error of sin is to truly be born again. And of course, it's obvious that he's writing to true born again believers, because they're sanctified by God and preserved in Christ Jesus and called. Now, the thing I kind of want to key on here is where he said to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And then he goes on in that fourth verse there and talks about the wicked men that comes in and they teach the wrong things. And the rest of this chapter goes on with warnings about this and how that it uses, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, and it talks about the fallen angels and so on and so forth. And as a warning of how God's wrath is against them who turn to wickedness. And so deceivers and them that allow themselves to be deceived, you know, they can face the wrath of God. They will face the wrath of God. But he said for us to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. So we need to be serious about keeping the faith and preserving the pure doctrine of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's lots of New Age things that are going on. There's you know, people with all sorts of cult beliefs and religions that's popped up. And when Jesus said, "Take heed lest any man would deceive you," he said there'll be many false Christ and false prophets. And I believe a lot of these other religions fall into that. And you know, you got and boy, I'll tell you what, you let these words I'm fixing to say fall on the wrong ears, and they'd be out to get me. But I believe that Mohammed was a false prophet preaching a false doctrine about a false God. I believe Islam is totally false. It's of Satan. It's an antichrist religion, because Brother John wrote and told us in the first epistle of John over here, just a few pages back here from this little book of Jude. He said, "Who is a liar that he that confesseth not both the Father and the Son, he is Antichrist, that you know, or that confesseth both not the Father and the Son." So, you know, you've got a lot of people that you know, with a lot of false doctrine. Let's see, I'm going to just go back there. If you want to turn with me to the first epistle of John and the second chapter. And he says in the 1 John chapter 2 and verse 22, it says, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ?" So, pardon me for misquoting it there. That's why I wanted to turn back and read it. I realized I didn't get it word for word. Verse 22, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. So, the Quran just comes right out and says God has no Son. Well, that's a lie from the pits of hell. And I still believe, hallelujah, that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the only begotten Son of God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. So, that's something I still believe, and I'll never change my mind. God forbid I'd be swayed from the truth of the gospel. And we need to still believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He said, "What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed." Hallelujah. We need to hold fast to that. I still believe Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus died for my sins, that Jesus rose again from the dead, and that Jesus ascended on high, and that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God, and interceding for whosoever will call on His name, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I still believe, hallelujah, that Jesus one day is coming back to get His own, to rapture us out of here. He said, look here. He said, "The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." He said, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." Hallelujah. I still believe that. He said, "I'll show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And then when this corruption has put on incorruption, this mortal has put on immortality, then will be brought to pass to the saying that is written, that death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" He said, "The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thank God who hath given us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, my blood brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord." Hallelujah. I still believe that. I still believe in the coming of Christ. He's coming back one day. Hallelujah. And that voice, that archangel, is going to shout, hallelujah. And we're going to raise from the dead. I believe in the bodily resurrection. Oh, they'll come around. They'll knock on your door with their literature. And they go to their little building and ain't got no windows in, and they'll try to teach you false doctrine. But I tell you what, you better beware. And just like I quoted earlier, take heed lest any man would deceive you. Oh, they can talk a real smooth talk, and if you don't know the Scripture, you'll fall for their false doctrine. Because the Jehovah Witnesses, they'll come knock on your door, and they do not believe in the bodily resurrection of Christ. Oh, they just believe it's a spiritual manifestation. But Jesus laid that misconception and that lie to rest the day He resurrected, because He had already appeared to Mary at the tomb. He had already appeared to the two brethren over on the road to Emmaus, and they recognized Him when He broke bread. And then they went back and told the other brethren, "We have seen Him. He is risen." And they were behind closed doors when Jesus appeared right in the midst of them. And He said, "All hail, peace be unto you." Oh, hallelujah. Boy, I tell you what, that scared them. They were frightened, and they thought they saw a spirit. He said, "No, it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit have not flesh and bone." Hallelujah. Boy, it was a bodily resurrection. That dead body that had yielded up the ghost 3 days earlier on Calvary's cross. The spirit entered back into it. Jesus, the immortal, entered back into that and resurrected it in a glorified state. Hallelujah. It was still flesh and bone, but it was glorified and it was immortal. That mortal put on immortality. Hallelujah. And they could still feel the nail prints in His hand. A few days later, Thomas wasn't with them that day. A few days later, old Doubting Thomas, he got convinced. He had already told them, "I won't believe unless I can touch Him nail prints." Jesus appeared again. He said, "Come here, Thomas." He said, "Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand and behold my side." Oh, and he cried out, "My Lord and my God, I still believe in the bodily resurrection." Hallelujah. I'll never change my mind about that. Jesus got up out of that grave. It wasn't just a spiritual manifestation. They buried his dead body. He had yielded up the ghost, and he went to preach. He went into the heart of the earth to preach to the spirits in prison. And then after Jesus was resurrected, it said some of the saints was resurrected, and they went into the city and was seen of many. Oh, boy, I tell you what, you think about that. I'd say that shook a lot of them up. But Jesus is the first fruits of them that slept. And he's coming back, and the dead in Christ will raise first. And then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Hallelujah. I still believe that. We will meet him in the air. I still believe that. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I still believe that. Glory, glory, glory. Boy, I tell you what. We need to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. I still believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. Hallelujah. Some of them want to dirty that up and pervert it somehow. But when the Holy Ghost had overshadowed Mary and she was conceived of the Holy Ghost, it was such a pure thing that she was still a virgin. And she gave birth to Jesus. Joseph had took her to wife but knew her not until after she had brought forth her firstborn son. And they called him Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. I still believe that. I still believe in that virgin birth. And, you know, I still believe that he opened the eyes of the blind. I still believe, hallelujah, that he made the crippled to walk. I still believe, hallelujah, that he cleansed the lepers. And, hallelujah, I still believe that he raised Lazarus from the dead. I still believe he walked on the water. I still believe, hallelujah, that he calmed the raging sea. I still believe, hallelujah, that he was with the Father from the beginning when he said, "Let us make man in our own image and likeness." Hallelujah. Jesus is from everlasting to everlasting. He was right there from the Father. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is eternal. Hallelujah. And he never changes. I still believe that. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. I still believe in saints of God living a clean, pure life and being separate from this world. He said, "Come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, saith the Lord. And I will be your father, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Hallelujah. When you separate yourself through the power and leadership of the Holy Spirit, you separate yourself from the wickedness of this world. It's pleasing in God's eyes. I still believe that. Hallelujah. But I also still believe that whenever somebody get to wallering in sin, they need to repent. Oh, I still believe it's wrong for people to cuss. I still believe it's wrong for them to drink and get drunk. I still believe it's wrong to cheat on your spouse. I still believe it's wrong for people to shack up and for young people to have premarital sex. I still believe that's sin and it's wrong, and God has condemned it, and you, if you're guilty of it, you need to repent. But hallelujah, I still believe if you do repent, he will forgive. That's the good news. Hallelujah. I still believe that the wrath of God is against the children of disobedience. Whenever people go out here and they live a disobedient life, if they don't repent, they will be facing the wrath of God come judgment day. I still believe that God's wrath will be poured out upon this old wicked world. When Jesus comes back, hallelujah, he'll slay the wicked with the brightness of his coming. Oh, I tell you what, people, you know, they just think, "Oh, God is love." Well, amen, hallelujah. God is love. But how could a just God turn a blind eye to injustice? Think about that. If God didn't care if people was wicked and mean and vile and evil, and he didn't recompense their wickedness back on them, what kind of just God would he be if he turned a blind eye to injustice? He will judge sin. The Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day. But He wants to forgive. He's ready to pardon. But when people refuse that, He said, listen, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. I still believe that. He said, listen, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. You need to humble yourself before God. I still believe that. A lot of people's getting away from this old time way. They don't want to believe no more that Christians need to be separate from this world. They don't want to believe that it's wrong to get out and do the things of this world. They think it's okay if you get out and drink. They think it's okay if you shack up, if you slip around and cheat on your spouse. A lot of people ain't got no problem with that anymore. They'll make fun of a virgin. I love, hallelujah. I heard somebody say on the radio one time, there was this young lady, and she'd been brung up in a good Christian home. She was a preacher's girl, and she'd had the fear of God, and she loved Jesus. She'd been born again, hallelujah. And the girls that she went to school with made fun of her for being a virgin. But God give her a comeback. He said He'd give you words that even your adversaries could not gainsay nor resist. She looked at them wicked, loose living girls that had done went and messed themselves up and ruined their purity and throwed away their virtue, sleeping around with old boys before they was ever married. She looked at them girls and she said, anytime I want to, I could be like you. But never again can any of you ever be like me. Hallelujah. Think about that. They had done thrown away their purity and their virginity. They had just wasted it and squandered it away. But she was still waiting on marriage. According to the Word of God, keeping herself pure and separate. Hallelujah. And saving herself from marriage. Boy, I tell you what, I encourage young people to do that. You won't have no regrets. You keep yourself pure, you won't have no regrets. But I tell you what, You throw away your purity and your virginity, I guarantee you there'll be regrets. It might not be till judgment day, but you'll end up regretting it. If you get your heart right with God, He'll forgive you. But you'll look back upon your past with regret, even though you've been forgiven. I know, you know, that there's a lot of people they've sinned a lot of sins along the way and misbehaved, and God's forgive them. But even Paul said, we've done things whereof we are now ashamed. I did things back before I got saved I'm ashamed of. Wish I'd never done them. But, you know, can't undo it. But the good thing is I got forgiven for it. So, keep yourself pure. Hallelujah. I still believe in keeping yourself pure. Some people brag about their misbehaving, proud of it. Well, I tell you what, you must not be sorry for it. And if you ain't sorry for it, you ain't repented. And if you ain't repented, you ain't forgiven. I still believe that. Oh, hallelujah. You know, the Lord's good. And His Word is pure. I still believe in the pure, undefiled, unadulterated, Holy Ghost-inspired Word of God. A lot of people look at the Bible now with skepticism. Well, I can't hardly believe that, and I just don't know about this part, and I doubt this over here. Oh, I still believe, from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation, I still believe the Word of God. Hallelujah. I still believe in preaching the old-time gospel. I still believe in getting old-fashioned worship. Hallelujah. I still believe that the saints of God are to shout the victory. I still believe that they ought to be amen and during the preaching. I still believe that the saints of God should testify. I still believe in singing your heart out for the Lord in the service. And sing with the spirit and the understanding. I still believe in altar prayer. I still believe in altar calls. Hallelujah. A lot of them nowadays, they ain't got much of anything similar to what you'd think a worship service ought to be. They go in there and a big band cranks up. Hey, you know, I'm all for people using their musical talent. to worship the Lord. The Scripture talks about it. I still believe that. But if that's all there is to your worship service and it don't contain no Word of God, boy, the main ingredient is missing. That's just like maybe just something simple, like making a cup of coffee. Well, if all you've got's grounds, you can't do it. Or if all you've got's water, you can't do it. You got to have them, the ingredients together. And, you know, somebody, that's like an empty pie crust. I don't know many people that serve an empty pie crust. It's got to have the filling. It can't be empty. Boy, I believe a lot of these so-called worship services are empty because it don't contain the main ingredient of the Word of God. And so some big band cranks up and they go to playing music and everybody gets all into that with the beat. And then they might make sure they take up a couple of offerings and then they might have somebody to get up and share just a real brief little thought of the day. It wouldn't even hardly qualify to be a devotion, much less a sermon. And then they dismiss them and tell them to come back next week. Oh, and everybody just leaves feeling so good because they had some little sugar-coated thought of the day. Some little bitty, just a bullet point or PowerPoint and wouldn't even qualify to be a sermonette. Never delve into the Word of God. I believe, hallelujah, in jumping in the Word of God with both feet and immersing yourself. I still believe in reading my Bible every day. I still believe one of the best things Christians can do is read the Bible every day. Hey, because you don't know whether you've been told the truth or not unless you've read it for yourself and seen for yourself firsthand what the Word of God says. You don't know whether I've preached the Word of truth today or not unless you've looked and seen in the Word of God for yourself. I still believe, hallelujah, that we need to stick with the old time path, the old way, hallelujah, of sticking with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His impending return, hallelujah. It's imminent. It can happen any time, hallelujah. I still believe in being ready to die at any moment. Well, a lot of people get out, John, and just live in the old house and think, well, you know, I might go back to church Sunday. And some of them teaching, going to their confession every now and then, talking to some feller through a screen or a curtain. Boy, I believe on getting on your knees and calling on the Heavenly Father. I still believe that. I believe, bless God, in Holy Ghost conviction. I believe it takes a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You got to really be sorry for sin. Oh, I don't know. It just breaks my heart to see people claim to be part of the body of Christ, how they behave. People out cussing, foul-mouthing around, going to the bars and going to the clubs, but then showing up at church. It's almost like they just got a routine and the path happens to take them over by the church house about once a week, but they're over to the club about three nights a week. People claim to be Christians, go to grocery store and load the buggy up full of beer. I tell you, I don't believe in Christians doing that. I still believe Christians ought to be sober like the Word of God says. But then they get to talking. If somebody gets to tell them a dirty joke, they'll chime right in. They'll tell a dirty joke too. They don't care to get aggravated and throw out old bad words, never bothers them a bit. I tell you what, Christians, if a bad word ever does slip out, it ought to condemn you. You ought to repent. He said evil communication corrupts good manners. He said any man among you seems to be religious and bridle not his tongue but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is vain. He said, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, by olive berries or vine figs? He said, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Boy, I believe that Christians need to talk like Christians. Wholesome words, even the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I still believe that. The Word of God ain't changed. God ain't changed. And we need to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. So I still believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I still believe you must be born again. And I still believe that whenever you're born again, you'll have a Holy Ghost desire in you to follow up with baptism, being immersed in water. And I still believe that Christians should act like Christians and be clean and wholesome and separate from this world and be ready for the call, because I still believe that Jesus is coming back to get His own. And I still believe that judgment is coming. And if you're not ready and you're not repented and you're living wicked, you'll face the lake of fire. And yeah, hallelujah, I still believe in a literal burning hell where the fire is never quenched and the worm dieth not. But I still believe you don't have to go there. Maybe today you out there and you've never been saved. Won't you just bow your head right now and say, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. Ask Him to save you and forgive you. He gladly will. Maybe you're out there today as a Christian and you're just not doing the things that you know you should be doing. Won't you just ask Him to forgive you? He said if you'll confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive your sins and to forgive from all unrighteousness. I still believe that. And I also still believe you got to stay ready. So, until next time, be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.